Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ralph Moore, Republican Elections Commissioner, is on the WBEN Troquhar College Live Line. Early voting begins tomorrow in Erie County for 10 days. Ralph, let me start with who can and who can't vote in early voting.
Well, it's a primary election, so you have to be an enrolled member of the party to be eligible to vote in that party's primary. And you also have to live in a jurisdiction in which there is an election going on. So, of course, Democrats in the city of Buffalo is the marquee race in Erie County. However, there are also key races in the town of Amherst, West Seneca, Alden, Alma, Camburg. A lot of towns across Erie County have races as well. What you have to do is check with the Erie County Board of Elections or visit our website and take a look and see whether you have an election in which you're eligible to vote.
So you got to kind of double check, make sure you're eligible to vote. But if you are eligible and you do want to head to the polls, what are your options starting tomorrow?
Well, in Erie County, all 38 early voting locations are going to be open. So you're going to be able to go to any one of the early voting locations and cast your ballot. What you do is the process is the same as on a primary or election day. You go to the counter, you speak to the inspectors, you tell them where you live, your name, and they'll print the proper ballot for your district. So if you're a resident of the city of Buffalo, but you're out in Alden and you go and stop at the Alden early voting site, you tell them your name and where you live, they'll print you a City of Buffalo ballot and it's going to count.
How many polling places are in the City of Buffalo for this mayoral primary?
We have 10 locations in the City of Buffalo. Plus, in addition to that, we have early voting site being the Board of Elections offices as well. So voters in Buffalo, if you want to stay in Buffalo, you have 11 locations where you can go to vote.
So you have a good amount of options all throughout Erie County. Of course, our focus has been on the mayoral race in the city of Buffalo, especially on the Democratic side. 5 candidates in this primary going at it, hoping to get the nod and be on the ballot in November. What are you anticipating in terms of turnout in the city of Buffalo? We know primaries, usually you don't get a heavy turnout. Are you thinking it might be different?
Well, usually in primaries, you don't have a heavy turnout because it's the party faithful which come out. However, there hasn't been a new mayor in the city of Buffalo for quite some time. So it's certainly an opportunity for the residents of the city of Buffalo to pick their candidates to move on to the November election. So far, telling by the absentee ballot requests and the turnout that we've had so far with absentee and early mail ballots, the turnout has been fairly slow. It has picked up in the recent days, however, and we're hoping that people will take the opportunity of all the early voting sites that we have available in Erie County and the 9 days that you have the ability to cast your early votes to go and take advantage of it and spurn up turnout in the city of Buffalo or for that city of Buffalo race.
If you can, Ralph, are there key districts in the city that you'll be watching that might tell a lot about this race?
Well, certainly we're going to be looking at the turnout in the Allentown area and South Buffalo. North Buffalo is also another key indication of how turnout's going to go and how the candidates are faring.
So we're going to be watching for turnout there. When do we get those numbers? Is this updated every single day to figure out how many people stood in line and went out and voted?
Well, we have the ability, and we do release the figures of the number of people that voted early. We don't, however, release any results, of course, until election night.
Okay. It's 10 days, this, and you said there is 38 locations. Are there places in Erie County with polling sites open that don't have a primary?
Yes, there are. However, we do find that people are very mobile within Erie County. So if you may live in the city of Buffalo, but you work in Sardinia, you can go to the location in the town of Sardinia and cast your ballot. The turnout, obviously, in those towns will be lighter. So if you find a polling location that's very heavy and you don't want to stay in line, you may want to take an opportunity to go and cast your ballot after or before you start work or as you're out shopping in one of the suburbs.
Do you ever think we see a day where the early voting turnout eclipses Election Day?
We may see that. It's not there yet. However, the favorability of early voting has certainly been picking up during the year, during the frequency of it. And it's been utilized by all major parties now to, while it was favored in the past, just one party or another, we see people of all parties and all jurisdictions go and use early voting. In addition to that, we've seen the early mail and the absentee ballot use continue as it has in the past as well.
Hey, Ralph, what are the hours for early voting? I know it's different on weekends versus weekdays, if you could tell us about that.
Correct. The Saturday and Sunday polls are open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. During the weekdays, they're open from noon to 9 a.m. And that's in Erie County. Other counties have early voting sites because early voting is prevalent throughout the entire state and going on at the same time. Some have universal sites. Other counties have sites where you have to go specifically to. You should check in those counties. But, of course, you have to cast your ballot in the county in which you reside.
Okay. Well, all good to know. And thank you, Ralph, for joining us this morning. Ralph Moore, the Board of Elections. Early voting begins tomorrow, hours 9 to 5 on weekends, noon to 9 on weekdays. Primary day, if you want to go on the actual day, is June 24th.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. all you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.